Regulations now require commercial airplane pilots to get 8 hours of rest out of every 24, but the 8-hour rest time starts as soon as the pilot walks off the plane. He or she may spend a few more hours at work, although not flying, and commute even by air to and from a duty station, and end up getting only little sleep. Some spend days on that kind of a schedule. Today, the Federal Department of Transportation announced proposed rules meant to boost safety. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Some safety experts and pilot associations believe pilot fatigue may be linked to 1/5 of all airplane crashes. Here's one dramatic and tragic example. In February 2009, both the pilots of Colgan Flight 3047 spent all night and all day either traveling to or at the Newark, New Jersey airport before their 9:18 p.m. departure for Buffalo, New York. When the plane stalled, the pilot didn't make the quick, correct moves needed to handle the situation. The plane crashed into a house, killing all 49 people on board and one on the ground. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt says the families of those who died brought a sense of urgency to the matter.
Every story is a sad story when you lose a loved one, particularly in a crash like this, where you see the results of the NTSB report and you see what happened. It could have been prevented.
After the Coghlan 3047 crash, Congress directed the Federal Aviation Administration to change regulations governing pilot duty. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has announced a proposed rule that lays out changes and makes them a joint responsibility.
Number one, we've acknowledged that commuting in and of itself is not part of rest. Number two, we put some responsibility on the pilot. And number three, responsibility on the corporation to understand when commuting is taking place. And finally, we've asked the industry for comments. This is a very complicated area for us to understand, and we've asked very openly for comments as to what else could we do.
The new rule would increase the opportunity for rest by 1 hour to 9 hours per day and reduce the maximum number of hours at a duty station from 16 to 13 hours. LaHood says the proposed rule takes into account emerging scientific information about the effect of our biological clocks or circadian rhythms, time zones, and chronic fatigue on decision-making and alertness.
Curtails the length of a pilot's duty period now based upon the time of day the pilot actually reports to go into duty. Big difference between going to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and going to work at 11 o'clock at night. It factors in time zones. It factors in, is the pilot going to be able to get the required sleep?
The new rule would also allow pilots to decline duty if they knew they had not had enough rest.
If you're a pilot and you understand your own body and you say, I am too fatigued to fly, you can say, I can't fly. Don't. And you can do that without penalty. And that's a big step. That's something we don't have today.
Several air carriers and pilots associations said they are not able to comment on the proposed rule yet. Spokesperson Bobby Egan of Alaska Airlines said most of Alaska's airlines' existing policies for duty time fall below the proposed FAA duty limits and have been in place since about the 1990s, but the company is carefully reviewing the 145-page proposal to see what kind of impact it might have on its operations, if any. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.